Welcome to Bleeding Green and Gold. I'm Mike.
I'm Sean.
He's the son. I'm the dad. And another week and another win.
Go Pack, go.
Oh, boy. It's been a monkey on our back, man. All the silly ways to lose against the Hawks. And finally, we were able to pull it off. And had a lot of drama, too. A lot of stuff that was happening.
It was a good game. Mm-hmm. And it feels good to start 2-0 this year instead of 0-2 the last three.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with you.
Because I think we are all R-E-L-A-X-E-D.
Welcome to Jamaica, man. Yeah, it was just real briefly, it was a lot of fun. Sean, I one of these days I got to shoot some video of you when you're watching the games, because you just get so fired up and you jump up out of the chair and you clench your fist and you go, "Come on!"
I think you're overreacting.
No, you overreact during the game. A couple of Wisconsin boys, he was born in Minnesota, but he thinks he's from Wisconsin. I grew up in Madison, and so I, like any good Wisconsin person, I force him to become a Packer fan. Ever since he was a baby, we had him in the Packer clothes and everything. So, had a pretty good run. Got to learn football with Brett Favre, and then now you get to watch your favorite player of all time, Aaron Rodgers. Oh, man, he looked good.
Well, I don't remember how old I was, but you sat me down, and you told me, "Sean, it's okay if you want to be a Vikings fan." And I was so disgusted. I was like, why would I ever want to be a Vikings fan?
I think you were probably about 8 or 9. And then you said, "No, Dad, I'll always be a Packer fan." I said, "Hey, here's a beer for you, kiddo."
Yeah.
Welcome.
That was quite the hangover.
Well, since we have got the happy here, I don't know if you want to jump into the injuries or...
I think... Mainly, if you want, should we just talk about offense, and then we'll cover defense a little, and then we'll go over injuries?
Oh, sure. Oh, I scrolled down too far. I was on the second page. Sorry
about
that.
Yeah, you got to follow the script there.
Yeah. Thank goodness, Sean. I don't follow the script when I have a script. So can you imagine if we didn't have a script? It'd be even worse. Well, your second favorite player, JJ...
James Jones.
Yeah. Another really nice looking
I've been touchdown. A James Jones advocate for many years, despite you tearing him down repeatedly. And then he left, and you felt vindicated and everything you'd been saying because they cut him, and now he's back.
You know, and it really helped. You sent me that article. What was that in? Was that Sports Illustrated or ESPN?
I think that was
online.
Yeah, ESPN. It's on our Facebook group, Bleeding Green and Gold, if anyone wants to join the group. And we like to share a lot of articles on there, start some discussions.
Yeah, and it was neat to it was an in-depth article and talked about that the Raiders wanted to go with a little more youth.
Yeah,
that's why they let him go. When he started with the Giants, just felt he was always behind.
And they had their core group that they wanted already.
Just kind of had a camp body. Yeah. And I think Coughlin did him a favor, letting him go when he did, and which was pretty nice of him.
Yeah. And, well, if you want to look at it this way, the Giants wide receiving core so far this year has a total of 1 touchdown. James Jones has 3. So, and almost 4 with the simultaneous butt on the sideline.
That was the weirdest play. But before we go in that play, though, Eli Manning is no Aaron Rodgers. And so there's a huge difference. And in that article, Jones talked about how he has to convince Aaron, you got to trust your guys sometimes. Just throw it up there. Let us get a chance. But Aaron wants to be perfect all the time.
Especially earlier in his career. Right. He wouldn't do just throwing it up and letting the receivers make a play. It had to be a perfect pass.
Did you want a beer or something? You didn't grab one before we came down.
No, I think I'm okay. I figured, you know, the listeners probably don't want to listen to me drink. Unlike you seem to.
Well, I figure I might as well set the bar right off. And so they'll go, "Oh, yeah, he's drinking again." But you should have had some beers so you could read my notes. I was taking notes during the game. Sean made a copy of them, and he said, "Oh yeah, I can read it." And then apparently you can read my handwriting better when you've been drinking.
Yeah, I looked at it today when I went to make the script, and I couldn't read it sober.
No, that touchdown was the first touchdown to JJ. That was on a penalty, wasn't it? If my notes are correct, it says that he had a free
play.
Yeah,
penalty on the play. Yeah.
Okay. All right. But and then I have on here that if I felt the tide started to change as the first quarter was ending, that the Packers kind of came out strong there, and then you could kind of feel.
Yeah. Well, Rodgers came out as hot as can be. He was ready to burn down the world, which kind of seems like it might be the case this season. He's on a war path, it seems like.
Yeah, I think the whole team and the organization felt like they got kind of left holding the bag at the end of the season. That was their year to go to the Super Bowl and win it. Did you happen to see Rodgers' post-game conference?
That God was a Packers fan?
Yes. That was slammed back at Russell.
Yeah, jibe at Russell Wilson. He's always talking about God loves football. God's a Seahawks fan.
Right, right.
You see Rodgers like, God was a Packers fan tonight, and then you see that little smirky.
But it was real subtle. He didn't say, well, I hope Russell's listening. But
yeah, but he smirked before he said it, and then he kind of smirked again. He couldn't really hide it.
So, I got a note on here from Mike Daniels' play.
Follow the script, man.
That's
defense. We're starting with offense.
Okay.
So we're talking about Rodgers.
All right.
25 of 33.
See what happens when they turn 16 and now he's 22. He thinks he runs the show.
25 of 33, 249 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty good day.
How many interceptions?
0.
How many games has he played at home where he hasn't thrown an interception?
I don't know.
I saw something I can only keep so many notes. I think it's like, is it 6?
No, it's more than that.
Is it? Okay.
He's at like 400 something passes without an interception at home. Isn't it? Something crazy. I don't know.
Well, look it up.
He doesn't lose at home.
Offensive line did pretty good.
Offensive line looked really good, I thought.
Yeah.
There were a couple times we got beat at tackle. Kind of when they more just bull rushed us rather than went for speed. Rodgers, though, there's so many times he's in the pocket, it collapses, and you go, ah, crap. And then he's out of the pocket throwing downfield, and you're like, how did he do that?
It's almost like he had one play in particular where it's almost like a la Breeze, where he was getting surrounded. You thought for sure he was going to get tackled. And sacked, and then all of a sudden he just pops out and he rolls around.
He has a knack for it. They come in, he looks like, you know, there's no way out. He kind of ducks his head. He takes a kind of like side jump out of it, and he's gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. That's just like we say every week, we're just really fortunate to have him on the team, and just it's such a quarterback league. And coming up a little bit, we're going to talk about injuries, including some injuries, not just for the Packers, but Sean and I were talking beforehand that it is a quarterback league, but it was a tough weekend for quarterbacks.
Very tough weekend. You have Romo breaking his collarbone.
Mm-hmm.
We just had the breaking news before we started recording that Jay Cutler is out 2 games, at least with a hamstring injury. Matthew Stafford, I don't actually know what his injury is, but it looks like he's probably out for week 3. And Breeze, believed to have a rotator cuff injury, likely to miss games.
If I heard Stafford, it was just more, he just got the heck beat out of him for the Vikings. Yeah, they said there was a couple of cheap shots in there, too, that happened. But you never know. That's coming from the Detroit sideline. But and then as far as rushing, you know, Lacey was out right away,
he ended with 3 rushes for 9 yards.
And then Starks came in, did very well. And that, again, goes with the offensive line because it's a different runner, a different style.
I think we're lucky to have Starks, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Every time we've needed him, he stepped up. Mm-hmm. That Super Bowl year when we needed him in the playoffs to come in, everyone was worried about that.
Mm-hmm.
He came in that Eagles game and had a huge game for us. I think it was 120 yards.
Yeah, yeah. It's you hate to see a marquee player like, but we'll touch on the injury to Lacy here in a little bit.
Rodgers had 6 rushes. It's nice to see him healthy again at the end of last season with that calf injury. You were always worried about him. You always worried how it was going to affect him moving. And if he wants to go, he's going.
Yeah, it's true.
So, yeah, receiving-wise, Cobb looked good. Great game.
Yeah, very good.
Looks like he might be getting over that injury. I know we...
Yeah, you were saying that during the game that Rodgers had tried to hit him more in the chest and the stomach.
Cobb couldn't really raise his arms above his shoulders, so Rodgers had to keep the passes lower, which it's amazing that you have to ask your quarterback to do that, right. And he can do it.
And he did do it.
But yeah, great game for Cobb. You always have, you know, that great yak yards with him, the running after the catch. He had 8 for 116 yards.
Yep.
Ty Montgomery came in when Adams got hurt for a while. I think he turned – you talked about you thought we lost the momentum in the first quarter there.
Yep.
I think Ty turned it back around. He came in. He made a couple of good grabs. 4 for 37. Big hits afterwards to get some extra yards. And, yeah, I think he helped get our momentum back.
I agree. And then Davante Adams, excuse me, 5 catches for 33. James Jones, 1 for 29 and a touchdown. But you can see the defenses are keying on him.
Yeah,
when he's out, which is great for the rest of the wideouts. Yeah. And then some guy by the name of Rodgers.
Richard Rodgers. Told you before the season started, I thought he'd be big for us this year, as he's a second-year player now, and he has been big physically and big play-wise.
Yeah, and he's got some wheels.
Yeah.
He can turn it. That was a good-looking tight end.
Glue on his hands, too. He catches everything that comes to him. He's no Finley.
Yeah, we were talking during a commercial break about I don't know if you ever look at it, it's called Ask Vic, and the Packer website, and it's the guy's fun because he pretty much calls it as he sees it, but he's talking about the difference between the gloves that receivers wear today. It makes the stickum that they used to wear back in the day like petroleum jelly. It's the night and day difference. And you said you put them on and like put your hands together, and it's like Velcro. They just stick.
Yeah, I think it was in a sports store, and put some of the really expensive ones on just to see, and put them together, and kind of have to peel them back apart. I was like, oh, I could catch one-handed if I had these.
Back on Rodgers, nice to see that he can run, he can catch, and he can block. And, you know, you look at, was it Graham who's playing for the Saints, the
Seattle,
Hawks, and didn't do anything yesterday. I think he had one catch.
Micah Hyde shut him down, though. He did great there.
He can't block.
No, he's not a run blocker, which I told you before the game, I didn't really agree with them taking Graham because they need a run blocker. I really like that play, though. I don't know if you remember it. Richard Rodgers was lined up in the shotgun, kind of like the running back spot next to Aaron. And then pre-snap, Aaron motioned to him, and he moved down as a 6th lineman to block. And so then we're not, you know, losing a receiving threat, but we're still gaining a blocker. I'm like, wow. I like the little changes that we've been, you know, improving on in our offense.
I watched the post game with McCarthy, and I don't think I saw the guy smile once. It was like a 10-minute post game interview thing, and he just like, oh, we got plenty to work on. We got this and this and that. It's like, well, you just beat the Hawks. Come on, man. You know, just give me one of those, you know, Pennsylvania half smirks.
Yeah, well, I think we're lucky, you know. We've been perennially with McCarthy and Rodgers, one of the best teams in the league, going to the championship game last year. And I think a lot of teams, you know, you're going to look at it as you've been successful and you've done your job. And I think McCarthy and his crew and, you know, Rodgers and the rest of the team, they look at it as we're not doing enough. And we can always improve, and I think that's something kind of special.
That's exactly what he was saying. James Starks got 4 passes for 11 yards.
Yeah, he's pretty good at catching, too. It's him and Lacey. I think we need to get back to the screens.
you're preaching to the choir here.
Yeah, buddy. I love those screen passes, especially when they can break them. But.
Let's move on to the award winner yesterday.
Mason Crosby.
Yep.
It's all-time Packers scoring record. 1,057 points.
Gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That is really amazing.
And I always thought the scoring record with teams is a little strange that quarterbacks can't get it. Because, you know, you're throwing the touchdown, but it doesn't count as a score for you. The receiver gets 6 points, but you're not getting those. The quarterback needs to run it in to get scoring points.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
It's a little strange to me. Yeah. Because, you know, Favre would by far be the all-time leading scorer for the Packers. But, yeah, it's usually kickers. He's young, too. I know we had a rough season or two with Crosby, but I'm glad we stuck with him. He's only 31.
Mm.
And he seems healthy. He could play to 40 or a little older like a lot of these kickers are nowadays. And he's on pace to be the all-time leading scorer in the NFL if he does that.
And typically does very well in Green Bay weather.
Green Bay weather. He's really good at coming up clutch when we need him. He was 4-4 yesterday with a long of 54.
That's sweet. That was sweet. Plenty of leg on that one.
Yeah, too. Plenty of leg.
But, you know, just me being me, I look at the guy, and I try to imagine him as a kid. I bet you he was one goofy-looking kid. He's just got a weird face on him. Like you were talking about Chip Kelly.
Chip Kelly, yeah.
Before we got started rolling here. And you really saw him for the first time.
I mean, yeah, I heard about him a lot. I'd never actually really, like, seen him, though. I watched the Eagles-Cowboys game yesterday, and cameras on him half the game. He is not at all what I pictured. Like, you know, they always talk about the mad scientist. I guess I pictured kind of like the guy in Back to the Future.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Marty!
But then I see him, and I think I told you he looks like someone a four-year-old drew, like, trying to draw a person.
Well, they, it's interesting. But with the Eagles anyway, because, you know, all the hype leading up to his hiring, he's basically clean house.
He's gotten rid of a lot of their talent, too.
Yes. And so I'm sure he's probably not sleeping real well at night. So are we done on offense? You want to move on to the defense?
Yeah, we're done. Okay. I mean, defensive line, we won this game at the line.
I agree. Yeah.
And, yeah. It was impressive.
The only time it really, and you're not going to stop him, is when Russell was able to scramble and get some first downs with his feet. And our secondary was playing well. We were stuffing Lynch at the line, behind the line. They were losing yardage on running plays. Yeah. It really was an all-around good game.
Yeah, Lynch had 15 carries for 41 yards. That's 2.7 yard average on his carries. So, you know, I think that's, you know, the formula we needed to stick to beat the Seahawks. You focus on Lynch. You take away his cutback. When he picked a direction, we made him stick with that direction. I think that was a big deal. And you talked about Wilson got his yards. He had 78 yards on 10 rushes, but it's going to happen.
Yeah. And I can't say, you know, for his passing, he didn't look. It looked like him, you know what I mean? It didn't look like he was having a bad game. It just looked very normal, very average game for him. But I think that the discipline by our defense, you know, a lot of times, like, you could see Matthews was like he was holding his spot for the cutback or for the scramble.
Well, I think that's the area we've had to work on. In previous years, we've been killed by the mobile quarterback. Playing the 49ers.
No, I don't go there.
With Kaepernick.
No, I don't go there. That's coming up in a couple of weeks.
We have to go out to
California.
So, if we can improve against mobile quarterbacks, that'd be great because it's frustrating. You talk about me reacting to things in the game when we're watching. Well,
you know, and she's not in here right now while we're doing our podcast, but our mascot, which you did put a picture up.
I did put a picture of her wearing a Super Bowl hat. Yeah.
Yep, the cap on. And we got to get her a jersey. But Sean, you know, she's a good dog. And so when he gets fired up, she gets fired up. And we have a tradition our family of when the Packers score, we do 10 push-ups, a touchdown, score a touchdown, 10 push-ups, 5 sit-ups. If they do a field goal, it's just 5 push-ups. We used to do a cumulative.
Yeah, then Rodgers took over.
And then it's like, you know, I just can't do it.
Yeah, well, cumulative was they get 7 points, you do 7 push-ups. Right. They get score again, you do 14. They score again, you do 21. So by the end, you're doing
a lot.
Like, do you remember that playoff game? Rodgers' second year, we were in the wild card like against the Falcons, I think it was. Yeah, Falcons or the Cardinals. And it was like 50-50. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That shootout, the one where we lost it because Rodgers fumbled the ball. He tried kicking it up back to himself behind the line, and they caught it and ran it in for a touchdown.
And if you look at me, you know that's probably the only time I do any kind of exercise. So it's not easy when I'm not what you call physically fit.
When you are disappointed that the Packers scored again, you know it's too many push-ups.
But you're right, Mike Ahead did a great job shutting Jimmy Graham down.
Yeah.
And he kind of, I don't know I don't know the guy that much. I don't know how much you watched Graham before, but a little dejected. I mean, two games, he hasn't done anything.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it is he has to adjust to the Seattle offense. It's a lot different than what he had with the Saints. Because when you're playing for Drew Brees, you have your route, and you run your route. That's it. Drew Brees isn't a scrambler. He's in the pocket. Mm. When you're playing with Wilson, you run your route, and then you run around. Well, Wilson runs around, and you try to get open.
Kind of like Rodgers. Yep,
you need to adjust to that. And a lot of it is he's going to be dependent on to block, which he needs to improve on. He needs to block for the run, and he needs to block downfield as well.
What is your thoughts on Shields?
Well, he did better.
Well,
not hard to do better.
Thank goodness for that.
Yeah, I think he did well.
Didn't hear his name as in negative.
Yeah, I think we had one play early that he got beat on, and we kind of looked at each other. Mm-hmm. But after that, he was good. Mike Daniels looked good. We talked about him. Yep. He had a big sack, and he's just a monster.
He is.
In that line.
He really is.
And especially if, like, you kind of take him for granted. I think he's a hugely underrated player. And when you start focusing on him, it's crazy what he does.
Mm-hmm. Jayrone Elliott.
Who?
Is that how you say it?
Jayrone? I think so, yeah.
Okay.
But
exactly. Who? And I saw a quote this morning. He said, "Don't know how I got that interception." It just showed up.
Yeah.
And then he fumbled it.
Of course, well, go ahead.
The Seahawks are complaining. I'm not sure if it's that one or the other one that the
no,
refs
that's,
gave
that's
it.
The Elliott one.
Okay. I mean, Seattle should have had it. The refs gave it to Green Bay.
Yeah, well, I can't remember which Seattle player it was, but he's in the interview. He goes, "Well, I'm just saying I walked away with that ball. I'd like you to explain to me how that's not our ball." And they started laughing at him. Because of all the calls that have gone their way when they played the Packers.
Right.
The press was laughing at them. But yeah, I mean, I think Elliott earned himself some more playing time.
Oh, man. Just, you know, we got to get better at having the roster next to us while we're watching the game.
Because
that would be an easier way to make notes, too. But I just, where?
I mean, I don't know if you watch them every week. I like to watch the pregame stuff with McCarthy and then, you know, them in the locker room afterwards. And a lot of the times you'll hear McCarthy go, "You need to hustle and you need to read your assignment."
Mm-hmm.
Your two big things. And he read his assignment on that screen pass. He got his interception.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we needed him big at the end of the game, he hustled big time. Came from behind, got that strip fumble.
Mm.
He did what McCarthy preaches.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And it was one of those games, too, like when you needed something, you talked about the momentum shifting back. We felt it kind of slipping away, and then somebody would step up, and things would start to turn around. Yeah. I guess we're on to the injuries now. Huh?
Yeah, well, one more quick thing on defense. How do you like Matthews in the middle? Because I know they were talking about, you know, this year they thought a lot of people in the media thought I'd move back outside for most of them, but it's 90% or more. He's been in the middle.
Yep.
At linebacker. How do you feel about that?
It's okay. I mean, I am not one of these fans that think that I know more than the guys who get paid a hell of a lot of money to do it every day, 365. Dom Capers, if he feels that's where he should be, I think it made a big difference yesterday. Like I was saying, that he was shadowing and he was holding the fort for anybody cutting back. How about you?
I like it. I mean, obviously we lose something not having him on the edge. He was, you know, dynamic pass rusher on the edge, but
it's exciting as hell.
Yeah, he's good at doing everything. Mm-hmm. In the inside linebacker, good inside linebackers do everything. And he can do everything.
I would say the best thing that he can do is when he's on the sideline, he takes off his helmet and he grabs a bottle of water, douses his hair, and lets it just kind of flow off. And then,
do you think he ever just waits around? He has the bottle in his hand and he's waiting. He goes, "All right, there's a camera." Yep. And then he does it.
I do. You know he's such a camera hog.
Yeah, I told you, he said in an interview, I think it was on Dan Patrick, he's like, "I would love if Hard Knocks with HBO came to the Packers." And, you know, because he was talking about how J.J. Watt loved the camera this training camp. Right, and he goes, "But they won't do it.
No.
They'll never do it."
No. And I think I mentioned it to you then. There is something about it. It's like if you have a certain record or make the playoffs, then you have the right to say, "No, we don't want it. And that's why a lot of times you'll see teams that had a losing record the year before that gets picked. All right, so let's talk about some injuries.
Injuries. Bad first half for ankles.
Right away.
Yeah. Even for me.
Yeah, Sean. I forgot about that. How is your ankle
today? It feels better today. It barely hurts.
Was that you jumping up when you did that? Or was that
no, I was standing up to go use the bathroom, and I somehow tripped over myself. Twisted my ankle.
22, mind you. 22.
And then everyone on the Packers started hurting their ankles. I don't know what happened.
He gets his athleticism from his dad genetically. So we had to ice him and wrap him up. And
well, I think I told you. I'm like, Rodgers is in the air 2 feet off the ground throwing touchdowns, and I can't walk to the bathroom.
But so we did. Lacey, they're saying it's not. He might be back for the Chiefs game.
It looks like he'll probably be back for the Chiefs game. It was minor. It looks like it was more preventative that they kept him out the rest of the game.
Okay, what about Adams?
Adams also seems minor. He came back later in the game.
That's true.
He was limping.
You could tell, definitely.
Yeah, he was limping, but, you know, we have a long week this week as well because we're playing Monday night. So I think he'll be good.
What about Boyd? This one has gone back and forth. I heard this is really bad. Oh, they don't think it's so bad, and now you're saying they're thinking it's bad again.
I mean, again, we're recording this Monday night after the game, so we don't have, you know, the days afterwards to follow the injuries. Yep. We'll keep it updated on the Facebook group. But, yeah, they're saying, because they said it looks like just a little bone was broken in his ankle, nothing serious.
That's nothing serious.
Which, yeah.
He's only 300 pounds, you know.
And now it looks like... it's going to need surgery, and it's going to be a longer thing.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, kind of like how, who was it? I think Jason Witten last year, and a slightly punctured spleen that he played through. And I was slightly punctured. It's still punctured. Like that.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's just a flesh wound.
But yeah, with the Boyd, I don't know if you saw, we signed Joe Thomas.
I did not see
that. To fill the spot. We had him in training camp. We cut him at the end because we decided to only keep the four inside linebackers.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're out Boyd. We lost Sam Barrington for the year.
Mm-hmm.
So we signed Joe Thomas. Week left until we get LaTroy Guyon back. So
that's right. I forgot about that. Okay. Yeah. And so,
all in all, it could have been worse, I think,
yeah,
for injuries.
Go the quarterbacks again. Just in 1 week. We've had a lot of injuries to quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I know Stafford one you mentioned, and they don't really know. They took x-rays of his ribs, and I guess everything came out fine, but he's in pretty rough shape. I'm going to think he'll be back. The one thing that did you see it when he got hit out of bounds on the on the Lions sideline?
I'm not sure if I did.
And His teammates really didn't do anything. It just kind of hit him again.
It's like
that whole lot of love there.
It's usually, like the Bears with how the fans hate Cutler so much.
They were cheering when he got hurt.
So yeah, he was hurt. Cutler's hurt. Breeze is hurt, and Romo, you know, fractures his left clavicle.
Okay.
Cowboys are interesting this year. They're 2-0, keep finding a way to win, but they're out Dez Bryant for 4 to 6, 8 to 10 weeks. No one knows. Romo's out for at least 8 weeks now.
This is the second time he's had that injury, and I believe last time he had it, he ended up being out for the whole season. They thought he would be back in 8 to 10, and he wasn't able to make it back.
Okay.
And then we talked about Aaron and saying that, and we all know God's a Packer fan. I mean, it's just a little jab there at Russell.
Yeah, so how do you feel?
Well,
two weeks in the book.
I feel very good. Feel exceptionally good. And don't let this go to your head, but the receiving core seems to be doing very well, considering that losing Jordy. In that article, that James Jones article, again, you can find that on our Facebook group. We have it posted up there. But he talks about how he and Jordy are best of friends, and Jordy's still there every day. He's still taking in all the, you know, the training and everything that he can.
Jordy was giving guys hugs in the tunnel before they went out on the field. Did you see that?
No, I did not see that.
That's pretty cool.
So we got a week from tonight, we take on the Chiefs. And they had a heartbreak loss that against Denver. they just blew it.
Couple times they gave it away.
Yeah, the two fumbles.
Yeah.
A couple of interceptions in that game for the Chiefs.
Yeah. And I also have to go back to check what our picks were the last couple of weeks so we can keep a tally of me winning.
Like I said, it changes at 16. It only gets worse.
And but yeah, so Packers Chiefs, who are you taking?
Well, I got to go with the Packers. That's a no-brainer. And like I tell you every week, I will pick the other team if I think that they will beat them. I'm not that much of a homer.
Yeah, but not this year.
How about you? Well, so far I've been right.
yeah, I mean, I'm going Packers.
Okay. Here, let me write this down.
If our defense looks as good as they did.
921. Both.
Packers. If our defense looks as good next week as it did this week, the Chiefs' offense is not the Seahawks' offense.
That's true.
And if we can contain Jamal Charles, I think it should be pretty good. And
hopefully his fumbleitis continues.
Yeah, their defense didn't look the best either. I thought their defense would be a lot better this year than it has looked for the Chiefs. And so with our offense, I feel pretty confident about next week. Of course, it's Monday night. Anything can happen. It's the NFL. Mm-hmm. Anything can happen.
Sure. All right, would you have the other games up?
I do. I forgot to put them on the script, but...
That's fine.
Let's see here. We have Sunday night, Broncos at Lions.
Oh, the Broncos?
Yeah.
I'll take Broncos. What do you take?
I'll take Broncos.
Okay.
They're 2-0. Somehow. All right, let's see. Chargers at Vikings.
Sean, Mike, Chargers at Vikings. I don't know. I watched a little bit of that Charger game, and they just...
What do you mean? Rivers looked pretty good.
Yeah, they just some mistakes out there. I don't know. You see, that part of that is you just get so spoiled watching the Packers. They play so exceptional. At the Vikings. Chargers at the Vikings. I'm going to pick the Chargers.
Huh. I was too, but now I think I'm going to pick the Vikings.
Okay. So Sean goes Vikes.
Yeah, I'll go Vikings. If Peterson can have another good game and actually score some touchdowns. He had 120-something yards, but no touchdowns.
That's a success for a defense.
Yeah, and he's on my fantasy team too. Yeah, I know. What the heck? and then we have Bears at Seahawks.
Well, you got to go for 0-3 for the Bears.
Yep, basically.
Okay. Seahawks.
Seahawks are going to get their first win, bounce back. Bears look bad.
I didn't watch hardly any of that game.
Who was I? Oh, I was listening to Dan Patrick today when I was driving for work, and they're debating who's the worst team in the NFL right now, Bears or Saints.
Yeah, I did catch some of the Saints game. But, all right, and let's want to do the rundown on our how they can contact us and all that good stuff.
Yeah, just, you know, thanks for listening. We had a couple people send in feedback from a post I put on Reddit, letting us know what they thought. Room for improvement. That was appreciated.
Very much.
You know, we Facebook group, we getting that going, so feel free to join there. Join the discussion with us. We update stuff about the podcast there as well. And send in your feedback and questions or topics to feedback@bleedinggreenandgold.com. Put your name and your location on there. We'll talk about it on the show.
Yeah, we had a couple. We had one gentleman from Australia, right? That
That
reached out, and then we've. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really pretty amazing. We haven't been doing it but a couple of weeks, and we got people from all over the world.
Yeah,
it
seems to be taking off. We have some in Brazil.
Maybe we could.
I didn't know they watched football there.
Go to the beach.
I'm sure you'd like that. But yeah. So we appreciate everyone who's
so
listening.
Much.
Spread the word. Make sure you're subscribed on iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts. Mm-hmm. Leave us a review. We'd really appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I'm going to try and sneak in here. A buddy of mine went to the Packer game. I asked him to give me an update or just a little 60-second deal.
Another great experience at Lambeau Field, where the home team took care of things against Seattle in what was really a great game. The changes in Lambeau that I've seen have been obviously the Jumbotron is huge. It's way up there. It's great. The experience only gets better with every improvement. You've got great fans. The atmosphere was electric at night. It always is. Aaron Rodgers' record on primetime games continues to get better and better. And, of course, the pregame festivities, if the tailgate is what you like, if it's the people watching is what you like, it's all there for you. So my synopsis of the weekend in Lambeau and in Green Bay was Lambeau's fantastic. Everything around it was as well.
And again, thank you very much. Love to hear your feedback. And it's the father-son duo here, Sean and Mike Reagan.
Yep.
Bleeding green and gold.
Go Pack Go. We'll see you at 3-0.
Did you plan that?
No, it wasn't supposed to rhyme. I didn't even think about that.